You're with Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today, we're marking the 50th anniversary of the release of Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On, by looking back at what was going on with Marvin in his home of Detroit.
Detroit in 1971. At that point, the city was definitely a majority black city. It had turned that corner. It was the hub of the automobile industry. It was critical in terms of the labor movement and also a burgeoning black middle class as well.
Melba Boyd, poet, editor, and distinguished professor in African American studies at Wayne State University, was 21 years old the year that What's Going On was released. At that time, she was in school, taking part in protests at Western Michigan University. But Boyd was born and raised in Detroit, and her family was living at the heart of experiences that informed Marvin Gaye's writing. She watched men in her family traumatized by police violence. Her brother and cousin did community-based anti-drug work and took part in storied gunfights with the police. Several of her family members served in Vietnam. Melba Boyd described for us what Detroit was like in 1971 that was maybe different than what people see today.
1971, of course, is the beginning of the next decade, but also it's a continuation of a lot of the social issues that were raised during the 1950s and 60s. And also, we're in the thick of the Vietnam War. And so a lot of young men, were being drafted. I had two brothers who actually served in Vietnam. And there was also just a lot of protests and concern and issues. For example, this is also the point at which black students are demanding that the university provide courses that are more relevant to the broader student population. And so they're having to deal with these kinds of demands coming from the students with regards to, black studies and Latino studies, opening up ethnic studies to address a history and cultures that have been either ignored and or misrepresented. And so a lot of things were happening in Detroit, both politically, culturally, socially. There was big changes occurring. And not just in terms of the black student movement or the black people in the city of Detroit addressing certain issues. Police brutality was a big problem. So these kinds of issues were really in the forefront. And by Detroit being a majority black city and, of course, the largest city in the state of Michigan, it was pretty much the focal point because even though many of us went to university elsewhere, our homes were in Detroit. And this is where we returned. This is where pretty much made our careers and where we were, grounded. Again, this is also, obviously, the home of Motown. And our movement was, and I'd say our population was very much influenced, culture was influenced by Motown music. That's the music that I grew up on when high school during the 1960s. It's also the music, I think the soundtrack of a lot of what was happening. Although most of the Motown music during the 1960s did not have a political bent, but it had a presence in our, shall we say, the atmosphere. And of course, as time goes on and history begins to require other kinds of creative expressions, I think at that point it became necessary for Motown Records to shift its focus away from trying to become mainstream per se by not having anything that would necessarily alienate a broader audience, because music itself, not just in Detroit but elsewhere, was becoming more political. And so the whole sort of sense of American musical expression was changing in the 1970s. Certainly in 1971, we began to see things really take off.
To bring some Marvin Gaye spends a good portion of What's Going On talking about the war in Vietnam, or the desire to end the war and bring people home. What was the impact of that the war was having, and the impact of veterans returning home from the war to Detroit?
Well, the main issue was that there was also a peace movement that's going on at the same time that we're having these social protests. Mind you, the civil rights movement was nonviolent resistance, and that theme carried over into also protests against the Vietnam War.
1971 was also the year that the Stress Unit was created in Detroit's police department, and Stress stood for Stop the Robberies, Enjoy Safe Streets. This was a unit that became notorious for brutality against Black Detroiters and is still discussed today. How quickly did the impact of the unit's work become known in the city?
Since the city was, you know, we were pretty politicized at the time, and again, Stress was created in response to the 67 rebellion. And it's very ironic because the fact of the matter was that what caused the rebellion was police brutality and repression. And the response of the police department and the city was to set up a unit, a decoy unit, that went into the community and allegedly were supposed to be about the business of discouraging, you know, robberies and attacks on people, when actually it was essentially a decoy unit which actually engaged in entrapment. They were inducing persons who might otherwise have not even committed a crime to do that. But it also, there was just all kinds of questionable acts of brutality. You know, there were bodies that could be found, and they would say it was dope-related, and we used to say it was probably cop-related. The police force was very corrupt during this time, and of course, there's a whole Black Power movement that is occurring in the late 60s, early 70s, and they're responding to this in kind. So you have a number of encounters in political situations and circumstances with the police. And so you've got repression of the Black community in the city, and at the same time, they're stepping up the drafting of young men to fight in Vietnam. And so the typical sort of attitude was, why are we fighting in Vietnam and instead of defending our communities right here in the United States? So it was a dichotomy that, you know, really haunted us during those years. And obviously, the Stress controversy, the shootouts with the police, it really led to ultimately the election of Coleman Alexander Young as mayor of the city, who was running against the police chief. And so, as one poet friend of mine, Glenn Manisto, said during this time, it's not a question of Black and white, it's a question of life and death. It was a very, very intense period in 1971.
Melba, do you think that What's Going On read that year to people you know as an appeal directly on the plight of police brutality, or as a broader statement on this dichotomy that you mentioned of fighting the war, sending young men to fight this war in Vietnam when they weren't even safe at home?
Well, actually, when you listen to the lyrics, you know, they really address the whole mood. I mean, it's the war, it's the protests against beating people who are protesting, whether it be against the police, it's protests against the war. It's basically, we're at a point where the violence is not benefiting anything on a rational level. What is this? Why are we engaged in a war that really we felt was none of our business? And yet at home there was they were saying they were fighting, you know, communism and the threat of democracy, and we're saying, well, we don't have those here. So how do you go and police a foreign nation when you can't even get your own police under control? So they're definitely interrelated, because people were going, many of the same people were going to the different protests.
Yeah. Melba, how does that song sound to you today?
Well, it's appropriate. I mean, I listen to it often. Some of the issues, the planet is still plagued by wars rather than trying to, as he says, you know, only love can conquer hate. You've got this ongoing conflict in the Middle East. You know, we still got, you know, issues with repressive police tactics and aggression. We still got issues of poverty right here in the city of Detroit. There are high levels of unemployment and poverty, and these are issues that are not adequately being, you know, addressed, you know, in a society or a culture and a government that has the resources, if indeed they want to resolve human suffering. So the song is still relevant, because in many ways those circumstances, they've evolved and they've changed, but essentially we're still faced with the same problems. We're still dealing with people protesting about these issues. We're looking again at Israel and Palestine. I mean, all this is it's going on. It was going on then. It's going on now.
Melba Boyd is a distinguished professor in African American Studies at Wayne State University. Melba, it's a real pleasure. Thank you for talking to us about this.
Okay, thank you.